interview with Callum McIntyre. Well, Callum, you made a big call in making 10 changes for the game today, but what a performance the lads are putting.
Yeah, I almost felt like second-hand, disrespect to the group of players. I think we've got a really good squad of players and a really small squad. And if you look at the numbers around how many players we carry, we've had to recall lads from loan to be out of field. And I thought they did great, but I don't get the big surprise and almost the suggestion that like fielding a weakened side makes us like inappropriate opposition. Look at the team we just put out, like wow, in terms of we had players that have played a lot of games at a lot of levels, and I did what I thought was best to win this game, yeah, maybe with other things in mind, but put a good team out, and I was really, really pleased. So yeah, we made 10 changes, players come in, do really well. You know, we've got some decisions for Wednesday night now. But I thought, yeah, an absolutely first-class squad performance.
Plenty of minutes in people's legs, ready for Wednesday. But a special mention for the two debutants, Alex Brown and also Henry Briscoe.
Yeah, brilliant. Like, imagine that, it's your debut. Brownie's been out, done really well in the North West Counties and has been thrown in today into a pressure situation, if you like, with what's on it for the opposition. No real jeopardy for us. And I thought he was first class. Absolute top drawer. It's a young under-19 goalkeeper who is now a National League North goalkeeper, and delighted for him. And I'd like to say Henry Briscoe looked straight out the Harrison Burt mould, didn't he, of a young centre-half. And you got to trust him. You've covered the club a long time. I remember going to Barrow as the caretaker many, many moons ago. It does feel like a lifetime ago, doesn't it? And you got to believe you're going to win the game. And I remember that. Almost felt like a waste of Barrow needed something out of the game. No, you set up and you try and win games with what's at your disposal. So we really trust them young players, trust young Oscar Rosenblatt off the bench. We do. Really, really believe in them and the club's academy. And that's another feather in the cap of our outstanding academy, particularly Henry, a local boy and a Chester fan as well.
And the performance in general, must be really pleased with. And so you scored some nice goals too, didn't you?
Yeah, just did it properly. Just did it properly and you owe that. And you don't... Look, you don't owe... Look, the way some like clubs can behave and clubs can speak, like you don't owe anyone in terms of like integrity and doing it. Like let's not pretend there hasn't been an absence of that in certain areas at times this season. You have a responsibility to do it properly, and that's what we did with proper players, whether it's the young players trying to earn something for themselves in the game and get a foothold, or like our senior players. That was the club captain playing centre half with not so much to Ollie Haywood, played 50 plus games for us, young Henry Briscoe, and there's demands, but Mooney, Lambert, Burgess, Bainbridge, senior players, Willoughby, Dan Turner coming off the bench because he was on limited minutes on his way back, so delighted. But you also have a responsibility to the supporters when so many travelled. That's unbelievable. We're finishing fourth, but when you're at this club, and I said to the supporters at full time, literally shook hands, everyone that travelled, thank them for like what they've been like over a period of time. This season, last couple, been unbelievable. It is a privilege to represent this club, the club of Hipkiss, Haran. It is a privilege when you know what's gone before, and we don't take that lightly. And I thought that was represented in the commitment of the players. I thought we played some good stuff. I thought we set up and we wanted to be really brave and really expansive, and it paid off. And like you say, three goals, a clean sheet, it's a decent away performance that caps 87 points, most points I've had in this league, and reflect now on a good season on 46 games. But we'll have about 10 minutes to reflect on that, don't we? Because I think we've got a big one on Wednesday night.
Yeah, so now you know who you're going to face, and it's Buxton up next for us on Wednesday.
Yeah, really good opposition, one of the full-time sides. And you know what I think you have seen towards the end of the season? And I understand there's the sticks that are used to beat me with the things that I say, but have you started to see the difference with Kings Lynn really cement their playoff place? Whether today's result, they're in, and they're in that top six. Buxton end up creeping in as the season goes on. Those full-time sides, I think it's only one probably now that have missed out. It makes a big difference. So it'll be tough because they'll have more time prepared than we do, but we're at home. And my message is this, we need you. The diva on those nights under the floodlights when there's something on it can be a really special place. No matter how well we play, if we're in a place where we're at our best, which we need to be, there's going to be moments of adversity in the game, and we need that place because of all those teams in the playoff picture, there's nowhere else that can do it like the Diva, and we need that backing. I think the players have earned it. I think they're worthy of it now. I think this group are really from a place maybe where we were but to where we are now, and we've got to be at our best, and we have to go and win the game. That's the message, that's the word. We have to play to win, knockout football where you're in or you're out. We've got to do that, and we understand that bit of responsibility, and hey, we're really looking forward to it on Wednesday night.
Good luck.
Thank you.